This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Since it was founded 80 years ago, Camp Joy has welcomed youth for a summer of outdoor education. At its heart is an ongoing mission of inclusion that began when the camp desegregated in the 1940s. The camp is located in Clarksville in Warren County and offers several programs for kids who wouldn't be able to afford summer camp otherwise. Joining us to discuss Camp Joy's 80th anniversary and its programs are Camp Joy's Executive Director, Jennifer Eismeyer, leader of the youth camp programs, Joel Van Egbert, and Kyla Washington, a camper who's now a counselor with Camp Joy. And you can join our conversation, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jennifer, Joel, and Kyla, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Good to see everybody.
What is Camp Joy? For those who aren't familiar with it, Jennifer, tell us what it's all about.
So we are an outdoor experiential learning facility. We provide experiences for people of all ages. So we do camps for kids. And as you said, we're very intentional about inclusion in our summer camp programs. We do school programs for kids from fifth grade all the way through college. And then we do team building and leadership development for adults through our Venture Out program.
Now, who founded Camp Joy? Kyla?
Kyla raised her hand. A little action in the studio here. Kyla raised her hand. I was waiting to hear what you were going to say, Kyla. We were founded in 1937 in the wake of the big flood. So what happened was an Episcopalian minister.
McCracken and Mosley.
There was so much misery in the wake of those floods. Yeah. And so really took kids out of the city. It was really in the West End, took kids out of the city into Northern Kentucky to find a place of joy. And so it was about providing an outdoor experience for kids where they just hadn't been able to have it in the past in the inner city. And we're true to that mission today.
Yeah. Joel, for those of us who've never seen the camp before, describe it to us. What's this like?
Well, it's beautiful. So it's great to see, you know, we take a lot of inner city kids. They take that drive down the highway, and it slowly goes from an urban environment into a field and farm environment, and then all of a sudden they're in the middle of the woods. So we have about 317 acres. We're surrounded by a river and a creek. We have a pond. We have, up to 40 different activities that the kids get to choose from while they're out at camp. Full dining hall, you know, 200 people would be in there at any given time. It's a ton of fun. It's a very peaceful yet loud place sometimes.
Kyla, you started off as a camper originally. What's the whole experience like?
When I first went to camp, I hated it. I wanted to go home the first day. The second day, still wanted to go home. But as I participated in the more activities, I got to know my counselors and the campers that were in my cabin. I was like, wow, I never want to leave. And I went back two more times that same year.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing to do as a camper?
Probably eating three times a day. And getting dessert at every single meal.
So the food's really good?
Now that you eat it every day, now that I eat it every day, it's not that great. So, you know, it's okay. Mm-hmm. As a camper, it was off the chain, but that's about it.
Now, we have an audio clip with comments from some of the young people whose lives have been touched by Camp Joy. So let's take a moment and listen to that.
Camp Joy is a place of magic. I was a quiet, shy kind of kid. I would just sit around, not do anything. Didn't have any friends. And then I came out to camp. Camp has made me the person I am today. My mission is to be a change in their life. Most of these kids, I can relate to it to a certain extent. So I try to be that role model, that positive person in their life. A counselor I had in the past, she told me, always be the light in a bad situation. That's what I try to teach the kids, be the light.
The place I live in a kind of a, the projects of Cincinnati. And, it's a lot of trouble and uncivilized people there. And the people at Camp Joy are really nice. They're polite and they're bright. Every time I come here, I always change in my feelings and the way I see people. Camp Joy is family, fun, and it's a bright place to be.
Camp Joy is hope, it's love, it's friendship, it's support, it's kindness, but it's fun. I have referred to camp as my happy place for many, many years. Whenever I talked about it, my friends, they're like, oh, that's your happy place. Camp Joy is your happy place, isn't it? And it It really is. It's not only my happy place for me, it's a happy place for everybody.
Joel, what's it like to touch kids' lives like this?
Well, I think it's the concept of changing lives by changing lives. And I think that that's a unique opportunity that our counselors have, is that, you know, in the process of impacting and being an important part of a child's life, they're in fact changing their own lives in a very positive way. So it's just such a wonderful little ecosystem of growth and success. And to be a part of seeing folks like Kyla and other campers grow up to become, we call them fireflies, which is our junior counselor program, and then becoming full counselors. It's incredibly rewarding, and it's really great to watch folks take the reins and seeing that next generation of positive role models for youth step up throughout the program.
Kyla, one of the people we heard from on that audio clip was a camper who turned into a counselor, just like you did. So how did that happen? What's the story there? How did you go from being a camper to being a counselor?
Well, when I first came to camp, I was in a really dark place at the moment, and my therapist was like, "Oh, Kyla, why don't you come here? It'll be fun. You might not like it, but you're gonna come back." And eventually, I went. In 2 years, I went 7 times in 2 years, and then Joe had me back as a firefly in December of last year, and I kind of transitioned into a counselor this year. So,
how does it make you feel to know that you're helping other people?
It makes me feel amazing. These kids that I see every single day, they're like, "Oh my gosh, I love you." The first day, you have kids saying, "I love you and I don't want to leave." To me, that's just heart touching in itself, because you're wow, it's the first day. We only been here for a couple of hours and you already don't want to leave. So it's very rewarding.
Jennifer, how many kids are counselors? How many counselors do you have at Camp Joy?
Right now we have 90 counselors. We'll serve 2,500 kids over the course of the summer. And we have a fair number of those kids who are returning. So a big part of what we count as our success is having counselors come back year after year, in addition to having campers move up to be counselors. So we have a lot of retention of our staff.
So the process is you go into the Firefly program? Is that right, Joel?
Yeah, so the goal is that from starting this year, 4.5, 5 years old, a kid can come every single summer at Camp Joy without missing a beat until they're 100 years old, like I feel sometimes. So the goal is that these kids, folks like Kyla, can hopefully someday take me and Jennifer's job. I think that's kind of the spirit of Joy. And right now we're lucky, about out of our 90 staff, about half of them were involved in a Joy program in some capacity prior to being employed there.
Kyla, have you encouraged your friends and other people to go to the camp?
Of course.
What do you tell them?
I'll record something and post it on social media. "Oh my gosh, this seems so fun." I was like, "Do you want to work here? I can get you to apply. It's not a problem. I will sit down and help you apply with you. That's not an issue." So I try to get them "No, what do you got to do?" And I'm like, "You just got to really engage with kids." And that's the best part about it. And they were like, "I can do that." So I got 3 people on my radar right now. So
you're working on them.
Yes. I'm working on them. So I'm hoping to bring in a couple more people so we can have 100 staff members to make it even more fun.
Joel, what are the specific programs the camp offers?
So we work, camp is kind of, the camp program specifically, we work with Children's Hospital in our specialty programs. We do about 9 different camps within Children's Hospital. And then we also have a couple other incredible organizations, national organizations like Camp Corral, which is kids that have been affected, know someone within the U.S. military. And then we also have camps like Sunrise with kids that have been affected by HIV. And then we also run we're the only camp in the world for something called eosinophilic, which is a unique type of genetic disease. And also we're the national headquarters for the Amputee Coalition. So we're lucky enough to get 200 amputees that come out to camp and just blow my mind. far more capable than I think a lot of our able-bodied folks are. And then, of course, our agency camp program. So that's the tried and true. That's the Joy formula that's been happening since 1937, and that's us working with inner city kids and integrating. Jen talked about how we have our African American and our white campers just there together, sitting around a candle, talking about their feelings. But even in this day and age, we still are integrating, whether that's with mixed gender or different sexual orientation, we still are pushing the envelope in terms of diversity. And we strongly believe that the more different people you get together, the more magic that can happen.
Yeah, Jennifer, talk some more about that, the importance of inclusiveness and then the camp's mission.
Sure. I mean, that was really our founding principle. And so we really work diligently to make sure that we have a place for everyone, that everyone that's coming to Camp Joy, we are meeting them where they are. And so we don't want to discount people's differences. We want to acknowledge that those exist and then make sure that we're a place where everyone feels like they can be themselves, that they're comfortable around others. So a lot of the camps in particular, we get a lot of, I think, really good feedback from the kids, which is, this is a place where I'm so much like everyone else. I feel like I can really just relax and be comfortable and be myself, where, you know, back at home or, you know, in school or whatever, they often feel like they're the only one who's experiencing whatever they're going through. So for the constituencies that we serve in all of our programs, not just in summer camp, we're really about making sure that there's inclusion there so people are able to really grow and experience all that we have to offer.
Kyla, does she have a good point there that when you went in, you found out, hey, I'm not the only one who feels this way or the only one that's going through what I'm going through?
Yeah, pretty much. Like Joel said, we sat around a candle and talked about our feelings. And I think that's what kids need to do to, like, really open their minds. Like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm not the only one doing this. Like, maybe, like, I should talk about my feelings a little more, and then, like, maybe I'll find other people that can help me with this situation that I'm going through.
Joel, you mentioned that you're dealing with kids who have health conditions, too. What's the benefit of this whole camp experience for these kids?
If you're an amputee, for an example, you may go a lot of your life and not see another amputee. And I remember another little kid that his parents were amputees, and they came up through the program. And I remember he was saying he was looking forward to the day when his legs would fall off because he only knew that in his life. And so to be able to expose them to the fact that there's a whole community around whatever that disease or disability might be, and that it's an incredibly supportive, vibrant community, it changes their entire worldview. So, for example, we have little kids with our program called Joyful Hearts who a lot of them have heart transplants. We had 6 kids this summer that came to camp and did a full week with a not, you know, it's their heart now, but they weren't born with that heart. And to see those kids at the pool showing off that scar to one another, that's something they don't do on the playground at school. And so that level of acceptance and the strength that comes from that community, that's something that lasts much longer and way outside of those summer months.
How are you staffed to care for kids who have physical and mental problems?
That's a great question. A lot of parents ask that. So we have a nursing staff that is there for every single program. And for those medical-specific staff, Children's Hospital does a wonderful job of sending out specialists and doctors. We have Dr. Trent at camp right now working with our Enjoy It All program. And he's there. He works with the kids in Children's Hospital, and then he works with them at camp, which is an incredible – that's an experience for the docs as well, because those kids only know them in a clinical environment. So to see them in a place where they've got face paint and their hair is a different color and they've got a neck full of beads and they're roasting a s'more right next to their patients, it breaks down a lot of barriers. And so, those staff are there. They're incredible. And for the most part, they volunteer their time to make sure that experience is everything it can be.
Yeah, and in the audio, Jennifer, there were kids using words like magic and hope and miraculous. Is that how you view your mission?
Absolutely. We're really about people. That's what we do. We are a safe space. We're a little off the beaten path, but we are a place of safety and fun and hope. It's just, I can't even explain it. It really does feel different out there when you're driving down the gravel drive, whether you're a kid or an adult. And I will say that I think that the adults that come out are often more intimidated about coming to camp than the kids are. kids are sort of a little bit more primed to be open to these kinds of experiences. But absolutely. And what the staff do so well is really connect with people. I mean, when we are with a camper or an adult, really anyone who is at Camp Joy to experience it, we are right there with them. That's our job. And we take that very seriously, that experience, whatever that person has in that moment is something that's very meaningful to them, and we're there to support them in that.
What kind of feedback do you get from the parents?
They love it. Parents love it. We have a lot of demand for the programs that we do. And I hear a lot from past campers that, you know, Camp Joy, this happens all the time when I'm just out and about. I did not go to Camp Joy as a kid, but, you know, people know that I work at Camp Joy or I'm wearing my Camp Joy sunglasses. And across the board, Camp Joy, what a great place. You know, I went to camp there, or, you know, I had a friend that went to camp there. It's an institution. People love it.
Joel, what about kids who just don't want to be there? They're like Kyla was saying, she wasn't crazy about it when she first arrived. How do you handle that?
Those are my favorite.
Are they?
Because it's easy to show them. It's easy to show them that they're loved and supported. I think that's a very easy part. But I think it's we believe that camp makes you strong. I think a lot of camps present themselves as the happiest place on earth. And for us to have things like challenge hikes, ropes courses, just being away from home in general, that doesn't necessarily coincide with the happiest place on earth. So we let parents know this is going to make your kids strong. Those words like resiliency, grit, independence, confidence, those are all words you hear parents use to describe what they want for their child. But it's also very hard for a parent to give those to their child because they have to let go to a certain extent. And I think summer camp's an incredible testing ground to let your child go. Let them be themselves. We say at Camp Joy, come here as the person you are, leave here as the person you've always wanted to be. And I think Kyla's a perfect example of that. And she came here exactly as the person she was, as she was. She didn't necessarily have a choice to be at camp. A lot of our kids feel that way, but they eventually find someone that connects to them, whether that's a counselor, another camper, or both. And before you know it, they start to look at themselves in a different way. And that's a really cool thing to watch, that kind of self-actualization of, oh, I am a good person. I am a strong person. I can do this. And then they hopefully bring that back to their community and spread some of that around.
Jennifer, do you ever hear parents who say, after my kid got back from camp, I saw some real changes?
Sure.
Improving grades, better attitudes, new interests?
We get a lot of that feedback from parents and from the people that are in kids' lives that we serve. So for a lot of kids, Camp Joy is something that they're working for. They're working really hard to get to camp every summer. And so the benefits of that are really lasting for those kids at home and in the organizations where they're, you know, in their community.
You know, 1948, Camp Joy embraced racial integration as part of its summer camp program. In 1952, it became co-ed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the whole inclusiveness thing, how important is that today?
It's very important. And to Joel's point earlier, we're very thoughtful about how we design our spaces, our activities, and who can participate in them. So we really want everyone, whether, you know, they have a transplanted heart, or they have juvenile arthritis, or they happen to not have one arm, that we want people to be able to experience the full range of activities that we have at Camp Joy. And so we are very, very thoughtful about making sure that it's a place where someone in a wheelchair can easily get around, can also experience a high challenge course, and that we provide the kinds of experiences and opportunities for learning that provide folks with an opportunity to have empathy for everyone.
So how do kids get into the camp? I mean, is it by referral, or do they just sign up? How does that work?
An owl will come to their house. It'll drop off a piece of, no, I'm just kidding. No, they go to our Facebook page is an incredible place to connect with Camp Joy. There's a lot of videos. We've been lucky enough to work with one of our former counselors, Michael Warning, has just fallen, you know, he loves Camp Joy. He's very passionate, and he wants to be a filmmaker. So he's made a lot of just very fantastic videos that you can find on our Facebook page and our YouTube page. Just search Camp Joy, Ohio. And then you can go to our website, camp-joy.org. And there's a registration link right there, and that's where you can find forms and phone numbers. And we are huge fans of, I think one of the big questions, and we talked about this last time, was, well, what if I can't afford camp?
Yeah.
That's part of our mission. We think that every single child, no matter their social economic status, deserves summer camp. And so just give us a shot. Fill out a form. Let us work with you to try to get your kid camp. If you can't afford anything, we got your back.
You have programs for adults as well?
Absolutely. Adult camping is the kind of the new frontier for Camp Joy. So if you're listening at home and you're like, man, it'd be so cool if I could do a camp, or I have this idea, or wouldn't it be great to get all my friends and go spend a weekend in the woods? part of our, I think one of the best things that Joy does is we create camps for you and with you. And so if you have an idea for a summer camp, small, medium, large person, we can help you out. Whether you're 5 years old or 99 years old, I think if you have a passion, we would love to make a camp for you. So come find us.
But you can customize your camp?
Is that, oh, absolutely. Okay. We do not have a structure to
not
how
for the
our
adults,
camps.
At least.
Not at all.
Yeah,
Kyla, for anybody.
Yeah. Kyla on the way up. So Kyla came up through the agency camp program, and this is her first week working specialty camp program. It's in a whole different experience. It's a whole different schedule. So you name it.
We do have, outside of summer, we provide year-round programming for school kids and also for adults. So our corporate team building and leadership development programs are really about how can we work with a team or an organization to best meet their needs. So what we will do, kind of like building a summer camp, we will work with that that group to really evaluate what challenges are what's in front of them as a team, what are they trying to tackle together. And so we will build a program using the challenge courses and experiential education curricula that we have to really help meet those needs and then support that team so that when they're back at work, they're better able, better equipped to more quickly face those challenges that are in front of them.
So what's next? What's in the future for Camp Joy, Jennifer?
Well, we're going to finish off the summer with a bang. We have, I think, 2.5 more weeks of summer to go.
It is your 80th anniversary, after all.
It is our 80th anniversary. So we've got a great summer going. And then we're ramping up for fall, which is when we start seeing a lot of our school kids come back to camp. And then we have a lot of our adult programs coming back in the fall as well. We have a big harvest fest on Saturday, September 23rd from 1 to 5. So we throw open our doors. We invite folks, anyone, to come out and get to know us. We would love to have you.
It's totally free. Totally
and get
free.
A pumpkin.
And you get a pumpkin.
That's the best part, right, Kyla?
So many options there. So we're really serious, though, about wanting people to get to know us. We are all about getting to know people and supporting them where they are. So that's our big kind of fall celebration.
Jennifer, Kyla, and Joel, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Good
Thank
talking
you.
To
thanks
all of
for
you.
Thanks for having us.
Camp Joy's Executive Director, Jennifer Eismeyer, leader of the Youth Camp Programs, Joel Van Egbert, and Camper-turned-Counselor, Kyla Washington. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. You can find archives of our programs at WVXU.org. Pete Reitmeyer was the producer for today's show. The assistant producer was Selena Reeder. Dave Shermer was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. The year before NASA made its bold decision to launch the first flight to the moon, three astronauts had burned to death in their spacecraft. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll talk with author Jeffrey Kluger about Apollo 8, the mission that made the dream of walking on the moon seem within reach. We'll also hear about Odd McIntyre, the first modern pop culture reporter. That's Cincinnati Edition, Wednesday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.